Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Are you ready for some Pats trades, Keith?
Pats trades. Whoa, what a day. Fast and furious yesterday. Woo! Hey, save the good stuff for our show, would you? Those are some wild trades.
Yeah, they all broke pretty late, I guess.
Yeah, they kind of did. But next year, they might own that sixth round. They might have that whole sixth round all to themselves.
Well, the seventh round is going to be pretty lacking after all.
They're not
going to
have a seventh round.
They punted on the seventh round.
So you turn the draft off early this year. You just got to stay through six rounds. They're going to be active.
I think some of this you could see coming.
Well, yeah.
We talked about this late last week when those guys were, earlier this week, when we found out they were both inactive for the game. And I would say a similar thing about A.J. Brown. Like, I think that's a fake hamstring injury. He was inactive right before the trade deadline. They have a bye week this week, meaning Philly. I think there's a good chance he moves because you're protecting players before the deadline. I think you could see this coming with Duggar and with Keon White. Not that I expected to wake up this morning and those two guys were going to be dealt away. But the Patriots have sent Kyle Duggar to the Steelers. The Steelers apparently loved the Patriots safety play last year.
They're like, oh, we want guys that can't cover.
They were all
send them our way.
New England gets a 2026 sixth round pick and a 2026 seventh rounder for Kyle Duggar, who lost his starting role. Ian Rappaport has added that the Patriots are paying most of the $5.4 million that's left on Duggar's original deal.
Oh, good.
He is now going to be a free agent after the season following 2 years. Have been wiped out on the deal. Pats also sent Keon White to the 49ers for a sixth rounder in exchange for a 2026 seventh rounder. So another pick swap there. Your thoughts, Keith, on those guys out? Your thoughts on why the Patriots are subtracting, of all things, and whether or not we're actually going to see them add?
Well, first of all, I hope they add, and I think that they will add. We can get to that part after. I would just say it was sort of delayed, right? Like, we had talked about Kyle Duggar throughout camp about how he had gotten pushed all the way down the depth chart, and then the next thing you know, he's playing in the final preseason game, and we're like, oh, he's going to get cut, or maybe traded, but probably cut, talking about Duggar, and then it was Peppers. And so my takeaway then was both guys were told their role is going to be reduced. Peppers had a problem with it. Duggar's like, okay, like, you're still paying me. I'll play. I'll go out there and play. And so they kept him around, but he was never part of the long-term plans at all. And you saw by his playing time this year, he wasn't really much of a factor. It's pretty amazing when you look in here. It's Mike Vrabel's first year, and you look at the offense and the defense, and you say, leftover players, players that played for Mayo and or Belichick. On offense, it's May, Ramondre, Hunter Henry, and Unwenu. It's pretty much it.
That's basically it, yeah.
Defense, it's Barmore, Gonzo, and Marcus Jones. Is that it? Ellis. Our guy.
Oh,
Chris
Ellis. Yeah. Good one. Yes. How could we forget?
Yeah, right. But, like, that's pretty wild to have that much roster turnover on a football team. So a couple of the other guys that were still hanging around were Duggar and Keon White, but they weren't really playing very well. And Duggar, we saw that a mile away. Keon White, it was a little bit slower, I felt like, where maybe there was a chance he was going to be a big part of that defensive line. And then Chasen was, he popped from day one at camp. Mm-hmm. And I kept waiting for that to kind of fizzle out. And it hasn't. And that's just sort of carried over into the season. Landry's been good. And Keon White, who has a lot of potential, I think people were excited about the draft pick, and he flashed at times. But you remember, he was also the guy that we think Devon Godshaw was calling out last year about maybe being a little selfish, maybe kind of freelancing a little bit. So I think he might have been onto something. And so those guys didn't really factor in. Now, so I have no problem with them getting traded. I have no problem getting whatever you can for them. They didn't have a lot of value. But I hope that's just the beginning of moves coming in. It makes no sense for a team that's not super deep to just basically cut guys at this point. You know, not bringing in anybody that's going to help the team right now. So I'm hoping they're just getting their kind of their ducks in a row. They can now say, all right, this is what we have for the draft for next year. This is what we have for the draft the year after that. And we can be aggressive and make some trades.
Yeah, look, I hope that's the case. And honestly, we'll get deeper into the Marcus Jones extension. We had that news yesterday. We didn't know the figures on the contract. And I think that's interesting. It's I guess, more expensive than I would have thought. He's a player I want to keep around. And so I don't have a problem with it. I'm surprised where some of the numbers came in. So we'll update you on that coming up. But that is a sign, Keith, that, you know, there's a lot of balls in the air. And while cash is going out over here, it's coming in over there. And I think they're trying to, you know, reshape their future as well as just this season. But I'd say in a vacuum, at 6-2 and the number two seed in the AFC, they shouldn't be subtracting. And so I have trouble squaring this away. I would have traded Duggar in a heartbeat, and I think you read it right.
Yeah.
When this instantly happened, you're like, they went to Peppers, they went to Duggar. One guy was okay with a reduced role, the other wasn't. So one guy left, the other guy got to stay here.
Yeah.
Keon White, square peg, round hole, 285, 6'5", whatever he is, not a fit with guys like Landry and Chasen, who are, you know, I think the way Reese put it today, they're more guys who can, play out on the edge, play in space, Gumby around defenders. And I just don't think Keon White was a system fit.
No, really not.
And reading from Mike Reese, I think he bought in a little less on what was going on in his reduced role than maybe even Duggar did, who I don't think was thrilled at it. But I think Duggar was probably the most on board.
Well, it's funny because remember Keon White's comments from earlier in the year?
I have a coach?
Yeah, now I have a coach. Yeah. It's like, well, you do, but he also doesn't want you to play.
No. So, look, I just don't like that they're subtracting. But if at the end of the day they make a big swing on an edge rusher, a wide receiver, they bring in a running back, then whatever. They got a few picks over here. They address needs over there. I know you want a safety as well. This does nothing to help their safety.
You lose a safety, but maybe that means you're more likely to bring in a safety,
so
right?
Sitting,
just depth chart-wise.
Sitting here today, I don't really care about your draft picks. And not that I thought either of these guys were great, but they were depth, and I don't really get why you're subtracting at 6-2. Give me the full picture at the trade deadline, though, and I'll sing a different tune. You talked about the guys that are here with Vrabel. I mean, just look at their last four drafts and who's left. And actually, last five drafts if you want to go to the Duggar draft as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two guys left now that Duggar's gone. It's Jennings, who, by the way, that's another guy who might get dealt.
When he flashed to the game on Sunday, I'm like, oh, yeah, Jennings.
Well, and they just signed a kid from who used to play for Vrabel in Tennessee. I think they have like some other roster moves that are in the works. So we'll see if Jennings isn't another guy subtracted. But I think right now it's Jennings and Onwenu from 2020. I think that's it.
Yeah. Onwenu, I mean, at least you got a good one there in Onwenu. I mean, 6th-round pick, you took a ton of guys over him that all were gone pretty quickly.
So your 2020 draft is gone.
Yep.
But it's
Big Mike.
It's 5 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
So let's go to 2021.
All right, it's going
to
be better.
I think there's two guys left.
Yeah.
Barmore, good. Stevenson, Schmidt.
He has his moments.
And I think that's it.
Yep.
Go to 2022. I think it's just Marcus Jones.
It is for sure just Marcus Jones.
Good player.
Yeah, he's nice.
Extended him.
Yeah.
2023, they actually have some players left over from that. Gonzalez, Mapu, then Booty, Behringer, and Douglas were all 6th-round picks. They're all here.
I'll tell you, Booty's looking better and better, right?
He is.
Booty makes the draft class look a lot better than it did, you know, even midway through last season.
100%.
For sure, yeah.
And, you know, DeMario Douglas, what is he? Mapu, what is he? But those are guys who are still here. And then the crazy thing, last year's draft, there are technically three players from the draft still on the roster.
There's one.
Dial is on IR.
Yeah.
Does Caden Wallace even play?
No.
And then Drake May.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want the five drafts preceding Vrabel, there's hardly anything to show for it.
No.
So you're right. He is remaking the roster in his image, which makes sense. It was a trash roster.
Yeah. But even some of the, the guys that they brought in, like Peppers and Kendrick Bourne, he was like, no, not keeping them. You know, keep a couple. I'll keep Hunter Henry from the 2021 free agent class. But some of the other guys we'll move on from. And that happened pretty quick. And then maybe that's also a sign that, you know, these rebuilds, they can happen quicker. Because I think they were kind of preaching patience early on, right, in turn camp. Remember, right before the season started, there was like a little bit more of a wave of, hey, guys, this is just year one for Vrabel. So everybody's saying 10, 11 wins, like, cool your jets. Like, it's going to take a little while. Like, I don't know. If you hit on some of your personnel, now it helps to have the incumbent quarterback. You don't have to add a quarterback. But if you hit on some of these moves, you get rid of the people you don't think are going to help you. You hit on some free agents. You hit on a couple rookies. You coach them up. Well, you can turn around pretty quick.
So the idea of what they could add at the trade deadline, because these are subtractions and they might subtract more. Yeah. Again, I'd keep an eye on Anthony Jennings. Reese wrote over the weekend that potentially an edge rusher or a running back. And edge rusher makes a little more sense now. They might need some depth now that Keon White is out. We'll see with Anthony Jennings.
Yeah,
I know you want a safety, Keith. I'd have wide receiver on there as well. And a name highlighted by Benjamin Solak at ESPN is interesting to me.
Okay.
They played him already this year. Good week last week. You could see why maybe he'd be available. Is Rashid Shaheed in New Orleans. But that would be like an extreme depth, I guess, upgrade over Kyle Williams. That'd just be another body in the room.
Yeah, and not that this group is so good that like you don't want to upset the chemistry. Like, I don't think we want to go that far. But I'm only bringing in a receiver if it's like a clear cut.
A stud.
Yeah, that's it. Because I think you have enough.
You're Craig Breslow at the trade deadline where you'd rather swing and do nothing if you can't get an impact
guy. If you want to say depth at edge rush, depth at safety, depth at linebacker, depth at even running back. Yeah, I mean, I think you could take a bigger swing at running back because those guys might be available and not cost a ton. But I think for receiver, what am I bringing in, you know, Shahi for if I have Diggs playing like he is, Mac Hollins, well, Kayshon Booty, even Douglas, or like let's see Kyle Williams run a couple more routes than like somebody else.
The answer would be he's probably cheap, and Kyle Williams is giving you nothing, right. And so he's now your deep threat where actually you hit a few of those deep plays.
I mean, Booty's your deep threat.
Well, no, but I'm saying they have Williams in the game like running some of those. And no, Booty has been a great deep threat. Yeah. That's working. The Kyle Williams thing isn't working, so not that you're cutting him or giving up on him, but you might say, all right, this isn't the year. So let's get a deep threat. But what are you talking? 14, 15 plays a game? That's a real depth receiver. And I'm with you. I don't think that's the type of swing they necessarily need to make.
Did you see another one of these deep ball stats that was making the rounds yesterday? It's one of those like charts, you know, so it's like hard to read it. But so I forget. It was one of these stat guys put it out there. You know, like the charts that say like basically like expected play, yes. Blah, 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 blah. And so they're saying Drake May's deep ball right now might be the best currently in NFL history.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
I know Cam Newton doesn't think that.
You fixed your mouth. You let the words go through your brain and come out of your mouth that he's the best deep ball thrower in NFL history. You're a liar.
It's a silly goose stat because he's like, we were comparing him, and I think Damian Woody, even when we brought that up, was comparing him to other guys this season. Mm-hmm. This graph. This guy, Brady Penn, who, I don't know, he works for some site. But anyway, he puts this out there, and it's the EPA per play, deep throws, blah, 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 blah. And it's this whole chart. And even on this chart, you'll see Tom Brady 07.
I did see this.
Tom Brady in 07 is like down here. Like, he's on there. Russell Wilson in 2015. Some of the Russell Wilson seasons, Lamar Jackson seasons, Drew Brees seasons, Aaron Rodgers, obviously a good deep ball thrower. Drake May is not even near anybody else on this chart.
No,
you are a liar.
He is the top right-hand corner, separate from it. He basically broke the scale.
He goes, Drake May is having the greatest downfield passing season of all time and by a wide margin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal. But anyway, and that's with this current group of receivers too.
So if you could get him a deep threat, maybe our guy Ray in Cumberland brings up Brian Thomas. We talked about him yesterday.
Oh, I would trade for him.
First round pick for Brian Thomas.
I would. Although people are pointing out, does he have the same injury as Bucky Irving?
I don't know. I know
he might be banged up.
He was really banged up in that last game. They're coming off a bye week. I guess my answer is I don't know, but he definitely was banged up in that game. Who'd they play? I forget who they played. It was a London game, right?
Yeah.
Rams,
so.
Maybe. He hasn't looked right this year.
Yeah, so I guess there's a little, but maybe that's how you can get him.
But he's a first-round pick a year ago, and he was a monster as a rookie with Mac throwing him the football.
He had 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns.
We all have seen Mac's deep ball. Yeah. So, that's the kind of guy that I would pay up for if he's truly available,
yeah.
which I'm a little skeptical about. We mentioned A.J. Brown in the past as well. 617-779-7937. Pat's active leading up to the trade deadline. Two subtractions for pick swaps. Duggar and Keon White out. They did extend Marcus Jones. What should they do between now and the trade deadline? A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of Drake May.
Yeah.
You hear Shime this morning?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
This was Shime's lead.
I was very proud of Shime.
The jumping off
plowed
point,
and breezed.
I was plowed and breezed. The jumping off point was Drake May showed up to a Patriots charitable event yesterday dressed up as, I guess it wasn't Charizard. It was another Pokemon.
It was a different Pokemon?
Dragon something. I heard Shime say it today.
Oh, yeah. They were.
I don't recall.
They were talking about that.
And
yeah.
So Shime, and he said this verbatim today. He said, yesterday, Drake May was just my quarterback. Today, yeah. He's my king.
Who's that Pokemon?
He is now elevated. I'm sorry.
Robert! Sorry, that's Dragonite. Yeah, Dragonite.
Got it. Dragonite. Thank you. Yeah. He has now elevated Drake May from just a quarterback to his king.
His king.
Based on his Halloween costume.
Yeah, so he penned him a love letter.
But this was Drake May's homage to Drake May from Shime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody got the reference on the morning show.
I'm going to tell you no one did
but let's,
based on how they were reacting.
Let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
Dear Drake, I feel like I can call you Drake because you and I are really alike. I'd like to meet you one day. It'd be great to maybe even have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you'd be pretty impressed with my spiral. I love your hair. You run real fast. And now you like Pokemon. I do too. They call me the professor, like Professor Oak. These are all things that I think we could talk about, and there's more. I know you have not been getting my letters up until this point, because I know that if you were, you'd write back.
Of course.
I hope you write back this time, and we become real good friends. I'm sure our relationship would be a real touchdown. Hopefully, your friend Shine.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we can get that to Drake.
No, Curtis
good,
said.
Yeah, it was helpful by Wiggy. Yeah.
Curtis said, and that's a reference to Mac and Chase Utley.
It worked for him. Mac got a chance to meet his hero, Chase Utley.
He finally did.
He did. He left out the line.
Frank had to set up a gala, I think, or had to, you know.
Yeah, he had to rig it.
Yeah, he had to rig it, exactly. But he did ultimately get to meet
the best was the way they were going about it, and D wanted to meet Ryan Howard, that whole thing. And Mac's like, I think it should be Chase Utley. I think it really should be Chase Utley. She's like, I don't know. I really like Ryan Howard. He's like, it's got to be Chase Utley. He left
Wait,
out.
Actually, I take that back. Who met Chase Utley? Did Mac get cut out of that?
No, he was in the woods.
Yeah, no, but eventually he got him.
He eventually met him.
Yeah, they referenced him several times.
I have my episodes messed up.
Yeah, he eventually
met him. But Curtis is like, 1,000%, Afternoons has to, they have to play that.
100%.
Frank. May or may not, you'll have a catch with Shine.
Hunter, easy. It's right there for you. Yeah, they absolutely have to do that.
Has to happen.
They will. They will. I mean, I have confidence that they will.
That was unbelievable, though.
He left out the line, did you have a bad relationship with your father? I did.
Yeah, no, that well, I think Drake,
his agent, his mom.
Yeah, I had most of it in there. Yeah,
I think Drake has a good relationship with his dad.
So
maybe cut,
I think
you
so.
Cut
yeah,
that
cut
out,
that part out.
You know, but no, that was
was well done, well penned, and he was wearing the jersey while he did it.
Great,
excellent delivery.
Took the glasses off.
Glasses off.
Yeah, borderline perfect execution.
Glasses off to read?
That seems backwards.
I can't make heads or tails of this guy.
Maybe he's farsighted.
Well, you need glasses to read, so you can't.
I need glasses all the time. Yeah, I choose not to wear
your
them.
Your eyes progressively get worse because they're working so hard because you need glasses over there.
Squinting all the time, strained eyesight, headaches.
Yeah, is he nearsighted? Is he farsighted? What is that?
I don't know.
Does he need bifocals?
Or does he wear them just for the style?
I'm not a glasses guy. I have quite good vision.
Do you think they actually hurt his vision? He takes them off. He just wears them because they look cool.
Sick brag, bro.
He's like, I just wear them. I wear them for appearances. They're empty frames. I've never even noticed.
I mean, if we could set up Drake May and Shime having a catch, both in their Pokemon outfits.
I don't see why that can't happen.
Dress as furries.
Shime's like, what else are you going to do? He's like, what? Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Just have a catch. We'll stop there.
Right. Well, anyway, great
What are you going to be for Halloween? How furry is it? Like, I don't know. Not that furry?
Well, great work by Shime. Excellent. And an A-plus reference there. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on what Drake May needs in this offense at the trade deadline, or if that even is the biggest need for the Patriots, given some of the moves they made yesterday. Duggar out, Keon White out. Patriots did extend Marcus Jones. The numbers are in, and I find them to be interesting. I'm also curious who's next for an extension on this Patriots team. We can get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. After signing cornerback Marcus Jones to a three-year, $36 million contract extension, the New England Patriots were not done making moves. According to multiple reports, the Patriots are trading safety Kyle Duggar in a seventh-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a sixth-round pick. The Pats are also trading defensive end Keon White in a seventh-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers for a sixth-round pick. Patriots return to the practice field today at 2 o'clock. Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 12:55. You can hear the Patriots head coach right here on 93.7. This Sunday, the Pats host the Atlanta Falcons. Boston Bruins are back in the win column after last night's 5-2 win over the New York Islanders at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jonas Korpisalo made 33 saves on 35 shots. Elias Lindholm, David Pastrnak, Michael Iseman, Morgan Geeky, and Fraser Minton each scored for the Bees in the victory. The Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night when the Bees host the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight, the Boston Celtics host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jaylen Brown is listed as probable with hamstring tightness. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. And the World Series is now tied at 2 games apiece after the Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Dodgers 6-2 last night in Los Angeles. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. went 2-for-4 with the home run, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored in the victory. Game 5 from Los Angeles is tonight. Blake Snell will take the mound for the Dodgers against the Blue Jays' Trey Yesavage. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. ESPN's coverage begins at 7 o'clock. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is at 8 o'clock. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Marcus Jones has gotten his extension from the Patriots We talked about it yesterday. Good signing, good player.
Yeah, really good signing.
Guy,
keep him around.
We'd like to keep around for three more years.
He's a weapon on punt, and he's actually a good corner.
An elite punt returner. He's a guy who, in a pinch, you could scheme something up on offense. And as a slot corner, he's really high end. I said this yesterday. I feel like every week he makes a play where I watch it. I think the receiver dropped it. And either the broadcast points it out or you see it on the replay. He gets in there and punches the football out or rips the receiver's arm out. Like, he's had maybe one of those a week. And so he's been impressive this year. The numbers are in, though, Keith. And I'll tell you, I don't have a problem with it, per se.
Uh-huh.
But they are higher than I thought.
Okay.
So
inflation.
3 years, $36 million is $12 million a pop. That doesn't sound bad.
Uh-huh.
The upside is to $40.5 million. This is according to Field Yates. What surprised me is Yates then says it makes him a top three highest paid slot corner in the NFL. Now, devil's in the details. Let's see what actually comes in. I don't pretend to know a lot about the slot corner market. but Marcus Jones is being paid as the third best slot corner in the league. That just feels higher than I expected it to be. That's all.
But so let's say
I'm not kicking and screaming and saying it's a horrible deal. I don't know. If you asked me, is Marcus Jones the third best slot corner in the league, I probably would have said on gut, on instinct. Maybe they're right.
Yeah.
I probably just would have been like, well, no, there's got to be better slot corners than him.
Yeah, I'm not. We have to get like Taylor Kyles and ask him like where he really ranks in the league as far as slot corners, because let's say he's even eighth, but he's a great punt returner and not all those other guys return punts.
That bumps
punts.
It up a little bit.
Yeah, I think his value goes up.
That's a good point.
So I'll take it. And I'm, you know, especially when it comes to both the Patriots and the Red Sox, I want them to spend money. And so, like, I'm not, like, once they spend money, you're like, good. Like, they need to spend money, keep their guys. We went over the list of all these players that are gone from the previous five draft classes. Well, the ones that you identify that are good and worthwhile, make sure you keep them. And, you know, I think it's also a good sign to send that message where we're not going to wait to the very end of your contract. We're not going to play it out to the very end, right? Like, we can get a deal done now and sign this up now. It won't be a concern for you, and like, you're good to go for the rest of the season. So, yeah, I thought that was good. I think, yeah, do a little bit more deeper dive into like where he ranks. But I would just say, watching him this season, the eight games that he has played, he's been better defensively than I remember or would have guessed.
100%. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Taylor Kyles. I remembered a tweet he had yesterday, but some good numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
So good job calling him out.
Yep.
I remembered this, reading it yesterday. He has the fourth most run stops among corners this year. So it's like,
he's a good tackler for a little guy.
He's more of a run force player than I remembered. However, when I was scrolling through Kyles' other tweets, I didn't realize this. Passer rating allowed from the slot this year in the NFL.
Oh, here we go.
And he guesses where he ranks.
Sixth.
First.
Oh, man.
Ahead of.
Oh, you got a good deal on him then.
Ahead of, and maybe this is, you know, the actual tell. He's ahead of Jordan Lewis in Jacksonville, who I think I remember from Dallas, but I wouldn't have thought is the next best slot corner.
Okay.
Jaquan McMillan in Denver, good defense. Cooper DeJean, who is a high-end slot corner that I'm aware of, he's fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And Javon Bullard in Green Bay. He also has given up the fifth fewest yards per covered snap allowed from the slot, according to PFF. And that's all relayed by Taylor Kyles. So maybe the numbers back it out. Can you keep punching the football out once a week like he has been? Maybe not. Is he going to hold up over 17 games? He really hasn't to this point in his career. Maybe this is
durability is going to be a question.
So I think that's a concern. But ultimately, I agree with you. The Patriots spent some money. Good. On a good player?
Yeah.
Good.
Also, I mean, if you want to compare it to this way, Christian Gonzalez, if and when they sign him, that's going to be roughly $30 million a year. So if he's making 30 and your slot corner is making 12, who also returns punts, I look at that as pretty good value.
Well, at some point in time, and the Patriots don't have to do this. I mean, they can do all the cap machinations they want. But at some point in time, you know how it goes. We can't pay this person because we got to pay these other guys, or we've already paid this guy over here. That's the way the Crafts have done business. They're 31st in the NFL in spending since they took over. And you have a big contract dog-eared for Gonzalez this offseason. You have a massive one due
for
Drake May
wild.
In 2 years.
The way this is going, that's going to be the highest in the league.
Look, if you pay Marcus Jones, there might be a guy somewhere down the line you can't pay. But in the meantime, good for them. And I mean, Gonzalez and May, they have to pay, right?
I would think those two you have to.
So who else would be in that group of young players that you want to commit
to? So what happens is, once you get to the point, if Drake May is a consistent top five quarterback, that's when you that's when you probably can afford to go back to kind of cheaping out. Because, like, for so many years, Tom Brady just masked everything. So you could let guys go. You could offer them not as much and be like, hey, this is what we're offering. You take it or leave it, that kind of thing. But they're not there yet. And that's why you would hope in the next couple of years, keep paying guys. Because you're right. Eventually, Drake May is going to make an insane amount of money. And he's going to kind of force their hand where they're going to have to pay him.
Well, and by the time they pay Drake May in 2 years, which, again, you can't pay Gonzalez right now. May is not extension eligible, so you can't pay either of those guys. In the meantime, lock these guys in. The cap will go up. The deals will look more affordable. So, no, you're right. The time to pay those guys is now, because once you have the Drake May salary on the books, once you have the Gonzalez salary on the books, it's going to be harder to keep
around
guys.
Well, they haven't
like
had, I mean, in their history, they would always have like an elite corner. And then for a few years, they kind of didn't. And now they do again with Gonzalez. So that's a position you have to pay. You know, we're a long ways away from it, but Will Campbell, you finally got a left tackle. If he ends up being a left tackle, those guys get paid, and then the quarterback. So you went a few years without having a good player at three premium positions. The one, I guess, drawback, not drawback to me, but I guess for like an owner, the one drawback to that would be, all right, when that comes due, you got to pay him. But the good news is, I think at least with the Patriots and the way Drake May has played, this isn't like forking over money to Tua or Trevor Lawrence or somebody where you're like, I think we have
We're
to,
not
or
sure.
Brock Purdy. Like, no, it's trending in the way where you're going to feel good about
well,
it.
Well, and you're right. I mean, pretty much every quarterback these days gets the extension. I mean, Cousins was really the one who didn't. I mean, I guess, like, who burned you? Cousins, and I don't really even know how burned Washington feels many years later. But in general, every team now just errs on the side of paying Drake May, their quarterback. So
right.
I'm sure the Patriots will do that with Drake May. No, one of the names I was going to bring up, and Dice texted in, sneaky contract you have to get done next year, Kayshon Boutte.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We know he thinks highly of himself, as he should. Yeah, he was a first-round pick. I mean, he happened to be picked in the sixth round, but he was a first-round pick.
At one point, if they would have drafted him 3 years earlier, he was maybe going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's having a good year. And obviously has a good chemistry with Drake May, and you know that's going to get brought up. You know his agent's going to bring that up. Right? Look at the connection he's had like since day one when those two guys have played together.
So let me ask it this way, and I don't know if it's an either-or proposition, but with the way the Kraft spend, it might be. If you were going to pay one or the other, who would you have paid, Boutte or Marcus Jones?
I guess Boutte.
I think if you ask it that way, I would also
If it's one Boutte. Or the other, it'd probably be Boutte. I guess the question would be, do you feel like is Brian Thomas realistic, or is there another receiver realistic? And then at that point, I'd be like, all right, now it's not as important, you know. And Boutte's going to cost more money, too. Like, he's not going to take $12 million a year.
Nope, I wouldn't think, based on the way he's playing right now. 617-779-7937. Randy is in Providence on the Pats trades yesterday. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Look, I think the Keon White trade was a good trade. Like, standing up, the guy generates zero explosiveness, and that's a problem. But what I do wonder, and what I want you guys to take on is, do you think there's anything interesting in the timing? Because Truman Jones probably would have been the first guy called up to fill that edge role, and the day before, Tennessee snipes him.
Yeah, so he got claimed on the Tennessee practice squad. Vrabel had mentioned Truman Jones. Is that the kid from Harvard?
As one of
his favorite players. There's another guy on the depth chart, Ponder, I think, who had started getting snaps over other edge players. I imagine they're making a trade. Reese said over the weekend he expects they're going to get depth there. So they got a pick swap, moved up a half round.
Yeah.
By dealing away Keon White, who they didn't think had a role. I will tell you this. ESPN grades all these trades. They gave the Patriots a B for the Duggar trade.
And hell
I think that had to do with getting some money off the books.
Okay.
And they also gave Pittsburgh a B for acquiring Duggar. ESPN did not like the Keon White trade as much. A- for the 49ers, C- for the Pats. So in terms of like...
He just didn't really have any real value here. Like, he wasn't very good for the team.
And the only play I remember him making all year, he flashed a little bit early in training camp, then he got passed by Kalavon Chasen. Mm-hmm. So I barely even remember him at camp. The only play I remember him making, there was a play against Buffalo in the Sunday night game where he got just completely turned around and looked completely lost. It's the only time I remember him on the field, and that's what I remember him for.
I really only remember him from the draft when, hey, you just get drafted in the NFL, and he looked mad.
Yeah.
He was stone-faced, didn't crack a smile. In fact, I think it angered him that he got drafted.
And he's like, you drafted me?
Yeah. And like, they're like, you
the
invite,
second round?
You allow these cameras in your house. This is your house. This is a draft party for yeah. you.
I mean, look.
He looked miserable.
I don't really care about getting rid of either him or Duggar.
And no, but bring somebody back. And the deadline's Tuesday.
Thank you. Add Anthony Jennings onto the list. Like, yeah, you, I don't care if they get rid of any of those guys.
See ya.
They also got nothing. Let's not pretend like they got anything in return.
No, no, no.
And this is a team that should be adding. So if they add, no harm, no foul. I'll feel pretty good about it. In the meantime, I am curious why they're subtracting for future six-round draft picks. Where, again, you moved up a half round.
They're cooking something up.
Hopefully.
That's the
Hopefully
plan.
They are. And I, honestly, if you're asking me to guess what's going on, I would agree with that. I bet they are cooking something up. Wolf has already worked out deals with every assistant GM in the NFL.
Say, guys, do you like this one? Yeah, I do too. Maybe I'll ask my boss.
The problem is you got to get Vrabel and Cowden
Correct.
And Stretch on board. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback coming up. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday, by the way. I'm not sure I've mentioned that. We'll get to some Would You Rathers at 11:30. We have the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45, as we do every Wednesday. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. It's back.
Woo!
TV Terp.
No I less. Know.
So we'll talk to him at high noon. Mike Vrabel live at 1 o'clock. And it's not only a Would You Rather Wednesday. It's also a what-if Wednesday, Keith.
Ooh, those can be good.
What if the Falcons actually hired Bill Belichick, this week's opponent for the Patriots? We'll get to that at 11. But we got to touch on the Bruins. Let's give them some credit. An actual win last night for the Bees. Maybe, just maybe. Marco Sturm's message is starting to land a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To that next. Bruins last night, Keith.
How about those Bees? Break up the Bees.
I mean, last night.
Although
was,
not at first.
No, if you were watching, you're right there at the start of the game.
Yeah, because I was like, I was digging in last night for Shohei Ohtani, but that didn't start till whatever 8:15.
No,
so
a little tasting menu before you get to
let me start
Shohei
in,
last.
Starting
night.
With the Bees, find themselves down 2-0. You're like, oh, it's gonna be this again.
5 minutes in,
yeah,
it's 2-0. The Islanders score like a minute into the game, and you're like, well, here we go again. they scratch Lauri.
Yeah.
Sturm's talking about before the game, they're not getting any buy-in from the players. Yep. And they're like, well, yeah, I wonder why they're not bought in on you. Like,
what do you
I get
mean?
It.
He's ball energy.
I get why they're not bought in on you.
He benched minus Lauri, mm-hmm. and look at that. Look at the results.
Well, again.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
No. The immediate results weren't great. They were blown off the ice in the first period. But.
He must have flipped the table during that first intermission.
Maybe. I mean, I'd be curious to know. But going forward from there.
He took a nap.
They're able to score 5 goals. Morgan Geeky scores every night. 5 in a row for him that he scored in.
Geeky's nice.
I think it's 6 goals in the last 5 games. He's up to 8. Pastrnak said after the game he could score 50.
He could.
Which feels high.
Well, I mean, he scored 30-something last year, and the team was the pits. Although they may also still be the pits.
Yeah, they
this
might
year.
Actually be yeah. worse this year.
But somebody's going to score.
Yeah. The Hamper came back.
Yeah.
Great feed on the Pastrnak goal.
Sturm said he wanted to kiss him after the game. He was so excited Hamper was back. He was like, we need this guy, desperately need this guy. So basically what I've read is they're, 12 games into the season. Marco Sturm, fairly stoic on the side on the bench, catching flies during timeouts.
No, I mean, he doesn't do anything.
He didn't say anything. They even had, they showed him coming back from a break last night, and the camera was just on him. And it wasn't a timeout or anything. But it was like, it's literally the Gerard Mayo challenge where you're like, does he talk to anybody?
Does anyone have any interactions with him?
No, he just stood there frozen and then they like went to the ice and you're like, okay. But I think this might be strong. I think he hates minus Lauri and he loves Hampus Lindholm. It was very clear after the game yesterday.
I think I got some of that last night for sure. So the Bruins now, to their credit, they dropped 6 in a row, look completely lost. They have now won 2 out of 3.
Okay.
The loss in the middle was horrendous.
Yeah.
We didn't mention this yesterday.
They gave up a touchdown to Ottawa.
They gave up 7 to Ottawa. They only scored 2. And the goalie on the other side gave up 7 in his season debut.
Yikes.
So they've been outscored in this 3-game stretch, 11-10, but they have won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, the defense isn't great.
Are you having any misgivings, any second thoughts about yesterday's take that, and I agreed with you?
I'm still gagging for Gavin.
Should be gagging for Gavin.
No, I'm still gagging for Gavin.
You are?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I'll take – they got the win. They're not going to lose them all. Like, they play 82 games. I think they've kind of shown us what they are. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Lindholm is such a difference maker. And maybe Sturm sending a message and starting to yank playing time. Although you got to be careful. Bruce Cassidy would sit young guys.
You're too mean to the players.
And then he got fired, and everyone said, oh, he wasn't good to the young players. So it's a fine line there for Marco Sturm. Also kind of interesting, too, that it was a Corpy night, too.
Well, they win a Corpy night. That's true.
It was a Corpy night.
Corpy's been pretty bad this year.
Yeah, I know.
But last night was a Corpy night, and they get the
win.
But
it wasn't
you think they were responding a little bit?
No, I just feel – well, maybe a little bit. I think – I mean, it didn't show it in the first period, but then after the fact it did. No, but I just wondered, like, for this team to be going where they want to go, right? I'm gagging for Gavin. But for them, they're trying to make the playoffs. I don't know. Wouldn't it have meant more if, like, Swayman had, like, a monster night?
Yes.
It was, like, a big win for Swayman.
Yes.
But instead, it's, like, a Corpy night. So now it's, like, are you still going to try to find some momentum with your number one goalie? And we'll see if that can get started whenever that is, Thursday against or tomorrow against Buffalo.
Well, and, you know, you look at some of these games. Middlestat's been a healthy scratch. For one game earlier this year, Lauri was a healthy scratch last night, and you know he's already like try and look. They need to have the message sent to them. They're horrible.
Yeah, they're not.
But
good.
The idea that like the coach already is trying to like crack skulls and send strong messages, and again, they didn't exactly respond to it in the first period. I don't know that last night is a great example of them really packing it in either. They were way outshot in the game.
Oh, they really were. Yeah.
So. Yep. You know, I mean, they've won 2 out of 3. Let's monitor that. But
the Islanders are also, I think, a last-place team.
They're not good, although I thought that was their first regulation loss in a little while, so maybe they've had some bad luck.
They got two games in hand, but they have the fewest points in the Eastern Conference.
So, look, the Bruins have lost to bad teams. They've lost to, the Ducks. They lost to, was it the Sharks on their list
quack,
as well?
Quack, quack, quack. They gave up 7 to them. They gave up 7 to Ottawa.
So, look, any win for the Bruins you'll take. Let's monitor it. They've won 2 out of 3. Maybe that 6-game losing streak was the outlier.
Maybe not.
My feeling is it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think that it was either. They haven't played well. The goalies haven't been great, but then the guys in front haven't been great. They've been taking a lot of penalties, giving up a lot of power play goals. You have Pastrnak and Geeky. I'll take that. But yeah, I don't know how consistent the other guys are going to be. I just fear it's going to be a long season. And if you don't end up doing the gagging for Gavin, right? Let's say you're like, I don't want to do that. I want to have, you know, get some wins. I don't think they're still not a playoff team. Like, no. There's that middle ground there where you're second, third team outside of the playoffs, but you don't have a really good chance for Gavin McKenna or a top five pick. That's a nightmare. That in any sport, that's not where you want to be.
So Mason Lorai gets his contract extension, and it's not a huge deal. It's a bridge deal, if you will, right? 2 years, $6.4 million, $3.2 million a pop. But they hand out a contract to him.
Sitting
and
on the pine.
Whatever, 12 games into the year, he's a healthy scratch. And he's been a disaster.
Don and Cam are going to be like, hey, get it back out there.
Well, I can't imagine they're thrilled. Yeah. Like Sweeney specifically decided to pay him. So I can't imagine he's thrilled about it. But Stern probably can't stand to watch him play with how bad he is in his own zone and how soft he is on the puck. And so, yeah, Stern probably can't stand it. And so maybe there will be a push and pull there. Right now, I guess Stern got the result. But I'm with you, Keith. I would not change my perspective on how bad this team is going to be. Bucci said yesterday, lottery team.
Tank it.
The tank is on.
He said tank it. That was 11 games in.
The hashtag is picking up steam.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag gagging for Gavin.
There's already a graphic somebody made.
Someone.
It was me.
Yeah, I don't want to name any names.
I'll tell you who it was. It was me.
We'll get to your feedback. 617-779-7937. We'll get to some Would You Rathers at 11:30 on a Would You Rather Wednesday. But, Keith, it is also a What If Wednesday. Patriots are playing the Falcons this week.
Yes.
Bill Belichick got his interview with the Atlanta Falcons a couple of years ago.
He sure did.
What if they hired him?
Mm.
How would that look? What would be different? Let's get into that with your phone calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.